When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time. And just the art of falling in love with each other.
And I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. If you're new here, welcome bestie. My name is Mafian Suarez. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. I know that there's a lot of you guys that are new to I Missed Me because I've been posting a lot on TikTok, a lot of content about breakups, heartbreak, spirituality, manifestation, a lot of the topics that directly connect with the podcast on my main account. So if you found me through TikTok or Instagram or Reels, whatever, welcome to I Missed Me, bestie. If you're looking to become the best version of yourself, you are definitely in the right place. This is a self-growth healing community where we're all looking to become the best versions of ourselves. If you are not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back. I missed you. Welcome back to another week. Welcome back to another episode. I hope that you've been enjoying the guest episodes just as much as the solo episodes. I hope I've been helping. I really hope that you've been healing. I hope that you've been having an amazing week. And today's episode is a very, very interesting episode. And I actually posted a TikTok about this on my main account and it did really good. So I decided to turn it into an actual podcast episode because there's a lot to unpack and there's a lot to talk about today. Just like you read on today's episode's title, you are not your emotions. All throughout my life, like growing up, and I've told you guys a million times before, I play tennis. I am an athlete and I grew up playing tennis. I've been playing tennis for the past 15 years and I used to compete a lot when I was younger. I used to have a very, very bad mindset. Like I used to get really mad when I lost and I did not like losing. I would literally start crying on court when I was like, whatever, 11, 12. And my coaches and my parents were always like, your mind is so important. Like the way that you use your mind is so important. Your thoughts are so important. You have to be positive to yourself. You have to speak nicely to yourself. You have to be positive if you actually want to win. And I would never understand why your thoughts were so important and why it was so important to speak like nicely to yourself. And that was something that I definitely did not do growing up. Because I didn't grow up being the nicest to myself, I grew up with a lot of insecurities and that then reflected to my relationships and to the things that I was trying to do. And then obviously I healed and I built a relationship with myself, which is what I've shared with you guys all throughout the podcast. And now after a lot of studying and reading and feeling and healing, I finally understand why it's actually so important to be nice to yourself and to not identify with your emotions, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. I read The Power of Now and it's a book that I've mentioned a lot before on this podcast because it really did change my life and I read it like every 3 months whenever I'm feeling down or I'm feeling sad or I need like a reset. I read The Power of Now because that book really is life changing and I cannot recommend it enough. But it talks about this concept where we are all consciousness and it is a very weird concept to explain. However, it is very easy to understand somehow, if that makes any sense. Like when I say that we're all consciousness, something inside of you understands it in a very weird way that I just cannot explain. But you know exactly what I'm talking about because we all do. Underneath your brain and underneath your mind and underneath all of your feelings, you are consciousness. And whether you know why you understand it or not, you just get it. You just do. Now, the reason why we feel so much pain and why we suffer so much is because we forget that underneath our mind and underneath our feelings and underneath our emotions, we are consciousness. We forget about it. And instead, we live based off our thoughts, and we live based off our minds instead of our consciousness. And so again, because we forget that we're consciousness, we start living based off what our mind tells us that we are. Now, the interesting part about our brain and about the universe is that the universe doesn't argue with you, the universe agrees with you. Everything that you tell the universe that you are, it will reflect back to you. And this is exactly the reason, going back to my story, why it is so important to speak nicely to yourself and to have positive thoughts. Because again, the universe doesn't argue with you, the universe agrees with you. The reason why I'm making this episode, and the reason why this episode is titled that way of "You Are Not Your Emotions," is because sometimes the things that we're manifesting are because of the way that we are identifying ourselves, and we are not conscious of it. How many times have you said, "I am so sad, I am so anxious, I am so depressed," or even, "I am so happy, I am so excited," and then experiences that generate more of those emotions? If you're feeling sad, you feel like everything in your life is going wrong. If you're feeling happy and if you're feeling excited, you start getting more situations to look forward to. And again, this is because you are identifying yourself with an emotion. And logically, and again, because the universe doesn't argue with you and it agrees with you, if you identify yourself as sad and you say, "I am so sad," because the universe agrees with you, it will continue to put yourself in situations, or it will continue to put you through things and through relationships that make you even more sad, because it's proving you right and because it's agreeing with you. Not because it wants to punish you and not because it wants you to suffer even more, but because you are telling the universe that you are sad, and because the universe loves you so much and it wants you to experience that same thing that you're feeling, it is making you go through more sadness. And the same thing happens when you say, "I am so happy." If you say, "I am so happy," you're vibrating in a happy frequency, and the universe will bring you more happy situations, experiences, memories, and people, because it is agreeing with who you are. The universe doesn't give you what you want, it gives you who you are. And this is the reason why it is so important to choose your words wisely and to not identify with the things that you don't want to receive. If you don't want to receive sad relationships, then don't say, "I am so sad." Now, the tricky part is the fact that we are meant to experience emotions. Our problem is that instead of experiencing emotions, we, again, identify with them. Feeling sad and feeling happy and feeling anxious and feeling excited are all part of the human experience, and we are meant to feel those emotions. But emotions are nothing but energy in motion, which means that just like anything that's in motion, it will come and it will pass. It is temporary because, again, it is in motion. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It is just transformed, which means that you will never, ever stop feeling, but your emotions will continue to change depending on what you go through. So, bestie, if you really, really want to stop suffering and if you want to stop feeling pain, you have to start treating emotions for what they are: energy and motion. They are not your identity. They are not who you are. They are just what you're feeling. And you're supposed to feel your feelings, not keep them, not store them, not reject them. They're called feelings because you're meant to feel them. But again, they're temporary. The reason why you hear it so much and the reason why it's so important to feel your feelings is because the sooner that you feel them, the sooner they'll pass. Because the energy has to go through to go out. Because emotions are energy in motion.
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started, and for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language.
Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Your emotion needs space for it to move, for it to have motion, and for it to be able to leave. But that's literally all emotions are. Again, energy and motion, and that's literally all you're supposed to do with them. Feel them. Because eventually, they will pass. They are in motion and in constant transformation, like all energy is, and they are temporary. However, and our biggest mistake is to turn them from temporary to permanent by making them our identity, by identifying with them, and by reflecting them in everything and in everyone that we start attracting. If you're someone who has the tendency to always be like, I am so sad, I am so stressed, I am so anxious, and then notice that everything in your life starts aligning with your quote-unquote emotion, which is now your identity, and you start questioning life and the universe as to why am I going through all of this, the answer is not on what you deserve, because you deserve everything and you're worthy just by existing, but the answer is in the way that you're identifying yourself. The answer is in the way that you're carrying yourself. The answer is in who you think you are, and because of believing that you are a certain emotion, attracting things that align with that certain emotion. Bestie, from now on, you will start separating who you are from how you feel. Because the truth is that you are not sad. You're not angry. You're not depressed. You're not anxious. You're not happy. You're not excited. You are you. You are ultimately love and ultimately peace. And ultimately, that is what we all want to attract in our lives. Love and peace. Regardless of how many sad things, regardless of how many anxious things, or regardless how many happy things we go through, what we all truly want is peace and love, and that is who we are. That's our consciousness. If you want to start attracting love and peace, stop identifying yourself with all of the emotions that you don't want to be, and always remember who you really are. Now again, this doesn't mean that you're not supposed to feel them, but you're not supposed to turn them into who you are. So instead of saying, I am sad, start saying, I feel sad, I feel anxious, I feel excited, I feel happy, I feel stressed. But whatever it is that you're feeling, it will pass, and become the person that aligns with all of the things that you want. You cannot attract happy, healthy things if you're constantly identifying yourself as sad or anxious or stressed. Because again, the universe gives you who you are, and it will reflect to you that what you say you are. If you say that you're sad, the universe loves you so much that it's going to prove to you that you're sad, and it will continue to put you through situations that make you more sad, so that you prove to yourself that that is actually your identity.
But the truth is that it's not, and you shouldn't want it to be. You are not sad, you're not depressed, and you're not anxious. For a very long time, and you might relate to this as well, I was very scared of feeling my emotions, and because of that, I would store them.
And I think that the reason why I was so afraid to feel my emotions is because I knew the way that I was going to carry myself. Like, I knew how sadness felt on my body. I knew that I felt heavy. I knew that I wouldn't enjoy anything. And I know that a lot of people that listen to I Missed Me are going through breakups. So I'm just going to talk about my breakup. For the longest time, I was in denial because I knew that once I accepted, I was going to turn into a sad person. And I would really make sadness my identity. And I would live in the state of being of just being sad all the time. Because again, I would identify with my emotions. So when I was happy, I was very happy, but when I was sad, I was very, very sad. And because I knew how my brain operated, eventually, I would just not feel anything at all. Again, because I knew how heavy it felt on my body. Now, when I was sad for a very long time, and then I finally decided that I just didn't want to be sad anymore because I really was not enjoying anything at all, that's when I kind of decided to separate from my sadness and be like, okay, I am me. I am Mafe, and right now I'm feeling very sad, but that doesn't mean that that's who I am. And so I decided to separate myself from my emotions. And weirdly, as soon as I decided to separate from my emotions and fully feel them as Mafe, then I actually started feeling better. And that's how I process emotions today. As soon as I feel sad, I feel fully sad until I literally cannot feel more sadness, and I'll just wake up better the next day. Because I decided to train my brain to not identify with an emotion, to feel it and to let it pass. And that is exactly how you should treat your emotions, bestie. As someone who's visiting, teaching you a lesson, but is going to leave. Think about it like this. Like, when I was in middle school, my favorite class was art. Like, one, because I didn't have to do math, and two, because I always loved painting and drawing, and I've always loved everything that has to do with like arts and crafts, design, painting. I'm just a very like artistic person, and my favorite class was art. But I hated science. I hated science. And when I was in middle school, I took both classes, and they were both 90 minutes long. However, art would feel like it was literally like 20 minutes or 30 minutes long because I genuinely enjoyed it, but because I was fully present and I didn't repel it. And science felt like it was 120 minutes long. It felt like it was like 2 or 3 hours because I genuinely did not want to be there. And I repelled it so much and I pushed it away so much and I really did not want to be there and I did not want to take that class. And I feel like the same thing happens with your emotions. Like, the longer that you repel them or deny them or fight against them, the more that they're going to hurt, the more heavy that they're going to feel, and the longer that they will be there. Every single emotion that you feel is there to teach you something about yourself. And if you choose to hate the emotion that you're feeling, you're not going to learn the lesson. Bestie, to close off today's episode, stop identifying with your emotions. Separate your emotions from who you really are and see them as visitors, learn the lesson, and let them go. Emotions are energy in motion, and the faster that you feel them, the faster that they will pass. And that's it for today's episode, besties. I love you guys so much. Don't forget, and it would mean the world to me, if you guys can go ahead and rate the podcast. If this is your first episode listening and you liked it, please go rate it. If not, go listen to more and rate it. It's literally 5 seconds. All you have to do is go to the 3 dots underneath the podcast title. You'll see 3 dots and it says rate the podcast. All you have to do is rate it. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I think it's just easy. You just scroll down and it says rate the podcast, or you just tap as many stars as you want, hopefully 5. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, and if you haven't rated the podcast, please do. It would mean the world. It really does help the podcast a lot. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, and the hoodies are literally $25 now because we have very, very few pieces left. And as soon as those sell out, more I Missed Me merch is going to come out, which I am extremely excited about. So if you want to go get your hoodie, nonameproject.co. Again, hoodies for $25, amazing quality. And don't forget to follow me on social media at MafianSudis everywhere, where I've been posting a lot of content that directly connects with the podcast. I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys on Friday with our guest episode. With love, Mafi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.